Adam Reimer pursues king salmon well into August, using techniques more akin to hunting than angling. Reimer, an Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist, tracks radio-tagged king salmon in the Kenai River drainage using sharp listening skills, boats, and airplanes. He has been tracking the salmon as part of a project to document Kenai king salmon migrations and produce an estimate of their abundance. On a tracking survey in late July, Reimer and Fish and Game technician John Essert traveled in a riverboat down the Kenai mainstem while tuning a receiver to detect radio tag signals. 6 miles into the trip, the receiver chirped to life, and Essert slowed the boat near a tributary discharging a plume of mud into the Kenai.
Where are we right now?
This is the Kenai River, the major spawning destination for early run king salmon.
Listening carefully with a computer perched in front of him, Essert counted 7 fish. Reimer explained that while Essert used his ears to home in on the fish, the computer used unique tag signals to identify each fish individually.
So there's 14 frequencies. Each frequency could have up to 25 fish on it. And so the computer, as it's beeping, it's also telling him which fish of the 25 possible is there.
Most of the tagged fish tracking is done using boat surveys and stationary receiving stations in the mainstem, while airplane surveys track king salmon that spawn in tributaries. On an airplane survey in early August, Reimer directed the pilot of a Cessna 180 on a flight zigzagging over the Kenai's many tributaries. As a receiver picked up signals from tagged fish, Reimer determined how many there were and whether they were alive or dead.
This, for example, is 3 fish. One of them's a marked code, 2 of them are alive.
Tags in dead fish transmit 5 beeps, while tags in live fish transmit 3 beeps. The cacophony of signals peaked as the airplane circled over a creek draining into the Keeley River tributary.
So this, all the clear water is Benjamin Creek.
The cloudy water was not Benjamin Creek?
Cloudy water is Keeley River. The clear water is Benjamin Creek. You'll see that it's very short, but it still maintains the lion's share of the early run king salmon spawning population.
The airplane weaved through the drainage until Reimer located 93 fish that had left the mainstem to spawn in tributaries out of a total of 277 tagged fish. While driving back to the Fish and Game office, Reimer explained that in addition to documenting migrations, he is also using the radio tagging data to produce an independent estimate of abundance that can be compared with Fish and Game's sonar-based abundance estimates. He said this independent king salmon abundant estimate relies on many sources of data.
When it comes to estimating abundance, it would be misleading to focus on just what I'm doing with the radio tags.
The estimate pools the tagging data with data collected by both Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service researchers using weirs, test gill nets, genetic samples, and other salmon monitoring tools.
It's probably dangerous to start listing people off because there's probably someone I've forgotten. There's a lot of people that are collaborating.
And then, of course, there are a few non-human helpers. This is Patrice Cole reporting from Soldotna.